You guys know I'm crazy about Audible because it offers an incredible selection of audiobooks across every genre. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog, including the latest bestsellers and new releases. Audible really is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment, with female writers and heroines, celebrity narration, multicast productions with immersive sound design, and traditional audiobooks. Audible has you covered for any type of excitement that you're looking for. In fact, right now I'm listening to The Second Husband by Kate White. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/realitylife or text realitylife to 500-500. That's audible.com/realitylife or text realitylife to 500-500. With four daughters and two on a dance team, I can tell you we go through a lot of mascara in my house. But I'm crazy about L'Oreal Paris new Panorama Mascara, which catches every lash from corner to corner for maximum volume. If you're looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank, this is yours. The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. I've been using it for about 2 weeks now, and I feel like my eye has completely opened up, and the girls are crazy about it too. They've got a tapered brush to catch every lash, one of the best mascara wands that I've ever used. And like I said, this luxe appearance of this gold package, you got to get it. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today. L'Oreal Paris new Panorama Mascara. You're going to love it.
The amazing Kate Casey.
Welcome back to another episode of Reality Life with Kate Casey. Hope that you're having a great week, that you had a great weekend. I've got a great list of what to watch this week for you in unscripted television. I have reality shows, I have documentaries, I have sports, I have politics. I've got lots to go in this list. So don't worry if you don't have a pen handy, if you're in your car, if you're out on a run and you don't know what to do because you don't want to forget something that I say. Rest assured, you could go to my weekly guide by going to katecasey.substack.com and you can review the whole guide, go back to it, share it. Make sure that you share it with friends and colleagues and family because it's a great guide of what to watch when you have some downtime during your busy week. So the first thing I want to tell you is that HBO Max has a great show called Wall Street, W-A-H-L. It airs October 6th. It's the second season, a look into Mark Wahlberg's life as he juggles the demands of a rigorous film schedule and hustles to expand his blossoming business empire. I like this show because you get more of a window into what it's like to get some of these big movie roles and to also have ancillary businesses. So few of the actors at his level give any access to any part of their lives. So this is unusual and I really enjoy it. And you will get snippets where you see his life as a dad, but some of the people that are in his orbit have been working with him for years and years. And it's just kind of fun to see kind of behind the curtain how difficult it is in some of these business meetings that he's having. Trust me, it's not always perfect for him either, but a really good window into how someone parlays their success into something else. And it reminds me a lot of why I like Welcome to Wrexham so much, because you see these two movie actors and how they're trying to build upon something more than that and do something that's meaningful to them. If you have not watched Welcome to Wrexham, you've got to watch that. That is on Hulu. Wall Street is on HBO Max. And again, it's October 6th. And a look into Mark Wahlberg's life, demanding a film career, but also a rigorous schedule having to do with all the businesses that he's created. I also love The Problem with Jon Stewart, Apple TV. It premieres October 7th, a new season. He takes a deep dive into some of the most important issues of our time. He's obviously brilliant and funny and just someone I look up to immensely. It's called The Problem with Jon Stewart on Apple TV. Don't sleep on Apple TV. Apple TV has some great programming. They're going to have even more fantastic things for you to watch in the next coming months. So make sure that you don't forget about Apple TV. The Mole is back. Do you remember this show? Anderson Cooper used to host it. Kathy Griffin was on a season of it. Absolutely hilarious. Well, the show is back on Netflix. Alex Wagner hosts this revival of this classic reality TV format in which 12 players work together in challenges to add money to a pot that only one of them will win at the end, while one player is tasked with sabotaging the group's money-making efforts. So you think you're all working together, but you don't know whom in this group that you're working with is actually trying to sabotage you. And I have to say, my friend Greg Shapiro is in the cast this season, so you have to look out for him. He's super funny. One time he went to a Candace Luann event and he took pictures for me and totally overheard a conversation that he reported back to me that Bethany was having. And when I rewatched that episode, he's clearly sitting next to her and still makes me laugh to this day. So watch out for Greg Shapiro on The Mole. The Lincoln Project, I'm excited about. It's on Showtime. It's going to air Fridays. It's a 5-part docuseries. It takes viewers inside the war rooms of the wildly successful super PAC of former elite Republican strategists and consultants who joined forces for the sole purpose of saving democracy by bringing down Donald Trump. Very rarely do you get a window into that segment of politics, like the inner workings of some super successful PACs. It reminds me of The War Room, which is an awesome documentary about the Clinton presidency, George Stephanopoulos and James Carville in it, and you get to see behind the scenes of a campaign. So even if you don't love politics, just like a completely fascinating piece of our history by watching The War Room, which I believe is available on Amazon still. But this one, The Lincoln Project, is a 5-part series, but it's all of these elite Republican consultants that banded together to fight Donald Trump. And here's the thing, in the wake of their triumph as a major force in the 2020 election cycle, nobody could have predicted that the subsequent implosion, as plagued by scandals and secrets, and the gunslingers turned on each other. So, a wild ride. It's called The Lincoln Project, Showtime, October 7th. Another channel don't sleep on. Showtime has fantastic documentaries. They've done some great docuseries in the last year or two. I love what they put out. The Real Housewives of Potomac is back on Sunday. Returning this season are Giselle Bryant, Karen Huger, Ashley Darby, Robin Dixon, Candace Dillard Bassett, Dr. Wendy Osefo, and Mia Thornton. Plus, Sharice Jackson Jordan and a new friend, Jacqueline Blake, will be coming back to the show. Ashley, I think, gets divorced mid-season, and they're all over the top and crazy. And it's a window into a group of friendships in the suburbs of DC. Then we have another great Showtime documentary I've been looking forward to for a while. It's called Nothing Compares. It's on Sunday the 2nd, and it charts Sinead O'Connor's phenomenal rise to worldwide fame, and it examines how she used her voice at the height of her stardom before her iconoclastic personality led her to exile from the pop mainstream. I mean, she has an exquisite, exquisite voice. So it focuses on her prophetic words and deeds from 1987 to 1993. And the film presents an authoritative, richly cinematic portrait of this fearless trailblazer through a contemporary feminist lens. It's called Nothing Compares, Showtime on Sunday, October 2nd. Conversations with a Killer, the Jeffrey Dahmer tapes, is a must watch, especially if you've watched the fictional series done by Ryan Murphy on Netflix. And I don't want you to get these two confused because I interviewed Joe Berlinger, the director of the documentary, and I posted about it and people were asking me if I can ask him if he feels like he's profiting over the victims. This project is very different from the Netflix scripted series, although also on Netflix. This one is all facts and I think you're going to like it, especially if you're watching that fictional series, because you get to see the people who really make up this part of the story, the people that grew up with Jeffrey Dahmer. You get to hear from Wendy Patrickus, who was his defense attorney. She was really the heroine in the story because she developed a relationship with him and recorded 32 hours with him where he told her about all the things that he did. Because of that, she was able to glean so much information on all the victims. So that is a really well done docuseries. It's a part of a trilogy by Joe Berlinger about serial killers. And as you will hear in my episode with him, I asked him what it was about these stories because it's very heavy, heavy material. Jeffrey Dahmer was a serial killer and was diabolical. he was even a cannibal. And he said that he had asked his college-age daughters, were they familiar with Ted Bundy, John Wayne Gacy, and Jeffrey Dahmer? And they were not. And he felt this social justice pursuit to remind people of those stories and to remind his daughters that not everybody is nice, and to be careful and to look for red flags and just to be conscious of evil, because it's important to do that in order to protect each other and ourselves, and not to forget about these moments in history. So it's called Conversations with a Killer, the Jeffrey Dahmer tapes, on Netflix, October 6th. It explores the warped mind of serial killer Jeffrey Dahmer through newly unearthed recorded interviews with his legal team, revealing the ways that race, sexuality, class, and policing allowed him to prey upon Milwaukee's marginalized communities. That, to me, was the biggest takeaway, was just how much Milwaukee's police department really turned the other way for this marginalized community. And because of it, so many victims were killed. So make sure you watch that. Listen, I don't know where you are in your comfortable clothes journey, but I am going to change your life. You need to be wearing Vuori. You're going to do a lot of things this fall: hiking, running, lounging, and watching my must-watch list. And you need to feel nothing but joy and comfort. The minute I was gifted with a black pair of Vuori performance joggers, my life, it was forever changed. Never had I enjoyed such comfort while working out or on the go. Listen, I love Vuori so much, I'm now converting all of my friends and family too. My husband cannot imagine sleeping again without a Vuori men's ponto short. My sister is now fully embracing the daily legging and the energy top. Her boxing trainer now wears Vuori shorts. Her hairdresser, Vanessa, is now wearing Vuori performance joggers. We all love Vuori, and let me tell you something, you will too. So go now to Vuori.com/Kate. That's Vuori.com/Kate to get 20% off your first order. That's Vuori.com/Kate to get 20% off your first order. This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. If you're looking for new style inspiration, Saks.com is the place to go. Saks.com is making it easy for me to shop for the spring with their selection of chic clothes and accessories. Right now, I'm looking at Saks.com so I can find my new going out vibe. I'm looking for a breezy Zimmermann dress for an evening cocktail party. And for my upcoming conference in Los Angeles, I'm looking at bright Chloe blazers because I'm pushing myself to wear more orange and pink. Saks.com will inspire you to shop for everything on your agenda. So find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way that you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach, like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. And the best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman, and they pass the savings on to us. So I just got a 100% organic cotton tiered maxi skirt in red and a chiffon pleated midi skirt in soft pink. Now I'm going to wear both of them with either a white scoop t-shirt or a black tank top. In fact, wait, should we all get the same outfit and meet for drinks? Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/KateCasey for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/KateCasey to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/KateCasey. The Redeem Team on Netflix is out October 7th. I've been looking forward to this. It's directed by John Weinbach, who did The Last Dance. Yes, this is what we're dealing with. Like, high, high quality project here. The Redeem Team chronicles the history of the U.S. men's basketball team in the 2008 Beijing Olympics, tracing their comeback following their shocking loss at the 2004 Athens Olympics. It features unprecedented behind-the-scenes footage of the players, as well as interviews with the superstars, including LeBron James, Carmelo Anthony, and Dwayne Wade. The film is a true redemption story and insightful look at one of the most unforgettable games in Olympic history, and also features archival video of the team during the Olympics, including never-before-seen footage of Kobe Bryant, whose dedicated work ethic and emphasis on teamwork served as valuable inspiration both on and off the court. So here is your list again. Wall Street, HBO Max, October 6th, a look into Mark Wahlberg's life. The Problem with Jon Stewart on Apple TV is out October 7th, where he's taking a deep dive into some of the most important issues of our time. The Mole, Netflix, October 7th, which is a Friday. Alex Wagner hosting, 12 players working together in challenges to add money to a pot that only one of them will win at the end because someone else is trying to sabotage them. The Lincoln Project on Showtime, Friday, October 7th. It's a 5-part series taking viewers inside the war rooms of the wildly successful super PAC of former elite Republican strategists and consultants who joined forces for the sole purpose of saving democracy by bringing down Donald Trump. The Real Housewives of Potomac is back on Sunday. Returning are all the women of last season, plus Charisse and a new friend named Jacqueline Blake. Nothing Compares on Showtime, Sunday, October 2nd. And that is the story behind Sinead O'Connor. Conversations with a Killer, the Jeffrey Dahmer tapes on Netflix on October 6th, explores the warped mind of serial killer Jeffrey Dahmer. Again, this is the documentary, not the fictional series. This is the documentary. It's 3 parts. It's out October 7th. And then The Redeem Team, done by the same team as Last Dance, and that is out on Netflix on October 7th. You can check out my must-watch list by going to katecasey.substack.com. You can also find me on social media. I'm on Twitter at Kate Casey. I tweet about shows and during shows all week long. My Instagram is at Kate Casey CA. My TikTok is It's Kate Casey. I have bonus episodes at Patreon, patreon.com/KateCasey. Again, bonus episodes. And then I also have 2 upcoming live shows, New York City's City Winery on November 20th and the Hollywood Improv in Los Angeles on December 3rd. As always, I'm hoping that you're having a great week and I look forward to catching up with you on Wednesday.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.